McMurphy doesn't know it, but he's onto what I realized a long time back, that it's not just the big nurse by herself, but it's the whole combine, the nationwide combine that's the really big force, and the nurse is just a high-ranking official for them. The guys don't agree with McMurphy. They say they know what the trouble with things is, and get in an argument about that. They argue till McMurphy interrupts them. "Hell's bells, listen at you," McMurphy says. "All I hear is gripe, gripe, gripe about the nurse or the staff of the hospital. Scanlon wants to bomb the whole outfit. Seafelt blames the drugs. Fredrickson blames his family trouble. Well, you're all just passing the buck." He says that the big nurse is just a bitter, icy-hearted old woman, and all this business trying to get him to lock horns with her is a lot of bull. Wouldn't do anybody any good, especially him. Getting shut of her wouldn't be getting shut of the real deep-down hang-ups that's causing the gripes. "You think not?" Harding says. "Then since you are suddenly so lucid on the problem of mental health, what is this trouble? What is this deep-down hang-up, as you so cleverly put it?" "I tell you, man, I don't know. I never seen the beat of it." He sits still for a minute, listening to the hum from the X-ray room. Then he says, "But if it was no more than you say, if it was, say, just this old nurse with her sex worries, then the solution to all your problems would be to just throw her down and solve her worries, wouldn't it?" Scanlon claps his hands. "Hot damn, that's it. You're nominated, Mac. You're just the stud to handle the job." "Not me, no sir. You got the wrong boy." "Why not? I thought you's the super stud with all that wham-bam." "Scanlon, buddy, I plan to stay as clear of that old buzzard as I possibly can." "So I've been noticing," Harding says, smiling. "What's happened between the two of you? You had her on the ropes for a period there, then you let up. A sudden compassion for our angel of mercy?" "No, I found out a few things, that's why. Asked around some different places. I found out why you guys all kiss her ass so much and bow and scrape and let her walk all over you. I got wise to what you were using me for." "Oh? That's interesting." "You're blamed right it's interesting. It's interesting to me that you bums didn't tell me what a risk I was running, twisting her tail that way. Just because I don't like her ain't a sign I'm going to bug her into adding another year or so to my sentence. You got to swallow your pride sometimes and keep an eye out for old number one." "Why, my friends, you don't suppose there's anything to this rumor that our Mr. McMurphy has conformed to policy merely to aid his chances of an early release?" "You know what I'm talking about, Harding. Why didn't you tell me she could keep me committed in here till she's good and ready to turn me loose?"